Welcome to the Midweek Boost with meditation and life recipes to live truth, be present, and grow through life. Now, let's breathe in, love out, and let go. Life Recipe 94, Living Truth. One of our biggest obstacles in the way of living truth is fear. Fear of embarrassment, of failing, of being judged or getting it wrong. You may be like me and have spent too much time in that place. Maybe you didn't raise your hand at school for fear that what you said wasn't good enough or wasn't right. Maybe you didn't say yes to that invitation for fear that you weren't worthy of that space of being there. Or maybe you hesitated to try something new, or maybe only did it in private for fear of being embarrassed that you might do it badly or not be able to. So many missed opportunities when we move forward with fear instead of love and truth. But as we look back, we don't regret those things that we tried and got wrong. We regret the things that we didn't try. When we allowed thoughts like, I can't do it. I'm too old, too young, too busy, too slow. All of those things are not truth. Truth is the voice inside you that is for you. It's a little idea, a thought, a glimmer that may give you some hope or make you feel good and alive. This is truth. Seeds of dreams are planted within you, and they come across in whispers. It's up to you to listen, to nourish, and bring those ideas to life some way, somehow. It's in doing the things, in trying, in getting out there, that we truly experience joy. It really takes courage to be the person that you are, and it's so worth the work. Today, I'll share some tips for when you aren't living in truth, little signs that show you that maybe it's time to make a change, and a meditation on tapping into truth and being in touch with who you really are. We may get it wrong. It may take one, two, or even three tries, and it may not even be practical or convenient, but it's worth it to listen. To give it a try, to take a step in alignment to what you dream and envision for yourself, for a desire that you have, even if it's just 10 minutes of your day to devote to that little idea, that practice or project. It may feel a little uncomfortable, but that's all part of the work, the growth. We've learned that it's the place we go that is most important, the thing, the status, the accomplishment that will, once we're finally there, we'll feel that fulfillment, that deep joy. But as any marathon runner or athlete can attest, that's not the truth. It's a lie. The joy is in the journey. It's not where you go. It's how you get there that matters most and brings that greater meaning, fulfillment, and love that you desire. It's in the journey. We've learned it from the people that have gotten there, whatever that is. And they've realized that it didn't bring that lasting joy because our life is in growth, in movement. It's in the growing, the living, the moments where we show up and showed up with love. We were present. We made moments together, growing and evolving. Joy is in the giving, the serving, the contributing. It's in taking steps in alignment to that voice inside you. And that voice comes from within, not outside of you. It's a voice of truth, of guidance, of healing, of love. It's from source. It's up to us to listen. Here are seven signs that you're not living your truth, with some steps to make a change. You're feeling comfortable all the time. If you're feeling comfortable all the time, It means it's time to step out and try something new. Discomfort is part of growth. It's how we grow through life. Challenges, obstacles, it's all part of it. Getting out there, trying, that's how we grow ourselves and evolve and step into who we were made to be. There's naturally a little bit of up and down, and it's up to us to ride those waves and to focus on the good as best we can. So if you're finding yourself extra comfortable and not stepping out, ask the question, how can I choose comfort? How can I choose courage over comfort today? Another sign you're not in truth. You feel alone and you believe you're the only one who can't get it right. When we're out of alignment and in a lower frequency emotion, we feel so alone and isolated. We feel that everyone else has it right and that it's only us that's wrong or not getting it right or failing. And at times, it even feels good to stay in that place. It may have even become a comfort to us. We've gotten used to being in that place of self-loathing. But that is not your truth. That is not your essence. And believe me, nobody has it all figured out. But staying in that negative place, that negative energy, serves nobody, especially you. It's in those moments we need to ask a question, do something different, make a shift so we can get out of that lower energy mindset. You change your mindset, you change your life. Energy flows where your attention goes, so find something different to focus on, to feel different. Ask the question, what can I focus on now to change my vibration, change my energy, and change my perspective? Another sign that you're out of truth, you're looking outside of you for validation and for a sense of worthiness. Why do many of us feel unworthy of what we truly desire? Like we're not good enough. Well, we're inundated with messages, media, stories that tell us that what we possess, what we have, what we've accomplished is how we feel loved, valued, and worthy, but it's not true. Worthiness and love comes from inside. Everything you need is within you. Love, source, energy, this is where you tap in and hear guidance, experience healing, be inspired. It starts from opening to that, trusting it, and knowing that the guidance you need is within you. Yourself has everything it needs, all the capabilities and faculties and powers to show up, say yes, and be who you were made to be. It's all about taking a moment and trusting and tuning into it, because that is your essence. You may ask the question, what would I find the courage to do today if I knew I was worthy of it? Another sign you're not in truth, you are your own biggest critic. Have you developed a voice inside you that's always against you? Do people extend congratulations, gratitude, positivity to you and you immediately shrug it off, feeling like you didn't do enough? That's not your truth. That voice has grown inside you to protect you in some way. It's there to keep you safe. It's there to keep you going, but it's not your truth. You can recognize that voice, thank it, allow it, and return to your truth, which is love and support and guidance. If you keep it safe all the time, staying behind that so that there's no way to be. We're here to grow through life. Your soul has desires and it's up to you to listen. Let go of what doesn't serve you, what's against you. Ask a different question and return to truth. You can ask the question, how do I choose love for me, for others, for life in this moment? Another sign that you're not in truth is if you lose something, maybe it's your job, a relationship, a status, anything, and you think you've lost yourself. It's not true. You are made whole, perfect, and complete. Your essence is love and wholeness. The world sometimes makes us think that what we do, what we have, what we wear is what makes us whole, but it's not truth. All of those things are impermanent, always changing. The only constant is change. So naturally, things will come and go in your life, but you remain whole despite that. The externals can't do or define you. So you may ask the question, what is one thing I can do for myself to feel wholeness? And if you're having trouble giving it to yourself, when we give to others, we feel that love too. So what is one thing I can do today to help another feel love? What's something I can do today to help myself feel love? Another sign is if you're out of alignment, like you're just not even sure how you got here and how to get out. That feeling of total overwhelm, but feeling like you're still not doing enough is not your truth. Do you have that gnawing feeling inside you that you're living a life that's not for you, that's for someone else, or for something you thought was what you wanted, but it's not what you truly desire, what your heart desires? This is no way to be. It happens to many of us. We make choices out of alignment, maybe to make others happy. We say yes when we mean no, and we spend our precious days full of things that don't actually fill us up. They deplete us. This is not truth. Freedom comes from being in your integrity, in trusting yourself, and trusting that inner guidance within you that's leading the way toward greater fulfillment, joy, and meaning. It's inside you. Within yourself is all the power you need to do what is yours to do, to step up and be who you were made to be, moment by moment, step by step. Wherever you are on that path, you can take one step, whatever it may be, and that's enough. You can ask the question by just pausing, focusing on your breath for a moment, place your hand on a heart. What do I need now? And listen. The pause itself will help you feel better. And trusting and knowing that there's something inside you that can help guide you into your next step will bring comfort and peace. So pause, focus on your breath, place your hand on your heart. What do I need now? Here's one last sign that you're not living your truth. You're blaming all of what's going on in your life on things outside of you. We begin living truth when we take 100% responsibility for our lives. It's too easy to blame family, conditions, illness, mistreatments on our level of well-being. But you'll never feel fulfilled thinking this way. We don't have control over all that happens in our lives. We may look outside of ourselves and feel like everyone else has it easier, everyone else has it figured out, and fall into that trap of feeling like a victim. This is not fulfilling, and this is not how you were made to be. The more we can trust that what comes up in our life has meaning, the more we can see that in some way, somehow, it's helping us live our truth, helping us show up, contribute, serve, and give more. The more we can trust, be in this moment, knowing that the past exists only in our heads, we can let it go, release, and be here now, because here is where we'll find that love and what we need to respond in alignment to our heart self, our truth. We can pause and take a breath and respond with that greater intention, that higher intention, because you get to choose the energy behind what you do. And as you do, you manifest more of what you want and what you desire and what your heart desires. Because when you move forward with love, with truth, more of that comes back to you. So ask the question, how can I show up for my higher self in alignment to truth? All you need to do is pause, focus on heart, focus on love, and more of that will come forth. The truth is in the living. You live truth by trusting, taking steps in alignment, asking yourself, does this energize me? Follow what fills you up, what energizes you, what makes you feel alive. Now, let us move into a guided meditation to help you turn into that inner guidance and feel and live truth. Take a moment now to find a comfortable position and begin focusing on your breath. Breathe in deeply and release out. Once again, breathe in. Slow your breath a little bit and hold your breath at the top of your inhale for a few seconds and exhale out. Breathing it all in and breathing love out. Now begin to focus your attention on your feet that are grounded beneath you. Allow yourself to know that you are supported, you are guided. Then as you begin to bring awareness up your legs, into your abdomen, and feel your breath from this place as you breathe in deeply and exhale out. You feel that natural rhythm, that natural ease that's inside you. As you begin to focus on your breath and just allow yourself to slow and still, you may begin noticing different sensations in your body. You may ask the question, what do I feel? And as you feel those different sensations, different energy points, you can bring your attention there for a moment and give just a gentle awareness, a gentle feeling of touch, knowing that you are supported, you are guided. And now just begin to bring your awareness down into your shoulders, let your shoulders roll and feel at ease, down into your arms and into your fingertips, and know that you are supported. You feel that energy at your fingertips. Allow yourself to be energized. Allow each cell of your body to be energized and be at ease. Now we bring our attention into heart center, knowing this is your place of love, of truth, of compassion within you always, and ready to be released out in your voice, in your words, in your actions, in the energy of which you do what you do. When you move forward from this place, from love, from truth, you have trust. You tap into the powers of heart, of whatever is needed in this moment. Take a moment now to just breathe into heart center. Place your hand on your heart if that feels good to you and ask, what do I need? And now as we bring awareness further up into our throats and mouth, we allow it to soften. And we set that intention to be in truth, to be in love, to make that choice moment by moment. Maybe sometimes that is pausing, taking a breath so that we can respond more lovingly. Maybe it's taking a moment to hold that those words that we're thinking that we know won't serve us and won't serve the person we're in connection with. And we can pause and choose differently. Choose a compliment over a criticism for ourselves, for others, for our life. For this makes us feel good inside, and that energy is felt by those around us. We can begin to focus on our eyes, even that area behind our eyes, the center of our head, knowing this is our place of imagination, of creativity, that we can tap into to imagine something different for ourselves. And we can trust and tune in and know that we are divine. We are lovingly created, here to contribute in a meaningful way that is beautiful and unique. All of our experiences have made us to be who we are and to serve and contribute to others in meaningful ways. As we focus on the area at the top of our head, our crown chakra, we allow ourselves to be filled with loving light and energy. When you are love, you are light. You are right where you need to be. You can breathe into that gentle awareness, that calm, knowing that in meditation, we notice our thoughts. We notice the sensations in our body. We allow them to be with equanimity, without push or pull. And we keep returning to breath, which gives us healing, guidance, and ease. And we can allow this time in stillness and quiet so we focus again on our heart, knowing that when we are heart-centered, we are showing up with love, and this is as we were made to be. So as we begin to wrap up this time together, let's focus again on heart center and on that attention that we felt. What is needed? How can you live your truth today? What is one thing you can do for yourself to be in truth, to be in love, and know that you are supported and guided? And with that, we just begin to roll our shoulders, wiggle our fingers and our toes, and open our eyes and get acquainted back with this space, this moment, this opportunity to live and be and step into who you were made to be. Of love, of light, and ending now with a quote from Marianne Williamson. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? Thank you for tuning in to the Midweek Boost. I'm your host, Lindsay Ambrose. Each week, we share heart-centered meditations, life recipes, and interviews for how to live truth, be present, and grow through life. Please consider subscribing, sharing this with someone, leaving a review, or giving a donation so we can keep this content coming. Now let's breathe in, love out, and let go.